Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
We will be giving away DC Defenders tickets when we talk about the Defenders and the Blitz coming up in about 10 minutes. Make sure you're listening at that time. Grant and Danny with you on The Fan, brought to you by our friends, the law firm Cundori & Murrah. They will help you to draft your last will and testament, set up a living trust, or put together a medical power of attorney. Schedule a free consultation with their attorneys today at kmlawyers.com. Be sure to tell them we sent you. That's kmlawyers.com. Danny, last year, we went on the road with Cundori & Murrah to a primetime road game. We went to the Bengals on Monday night. My early suggestion would be Lambeau Field, Thursday Night Football, Week 2. There's also, though, a Monday night game at Arrowhead, which is one of four NFL stadiums I've never been to. And I would be steamed up to go to Kansas City.
Well, your pal's never been to Lambeau, and that would be something to do.
I think I would take one for the team and not go to Arrowhead to get you to Lambeau, because it's that great. Everybody should experience that.
September at Lambeau feels pretty good to me. December at Lambeau, not as much. But September, when there's a great chance the weather's nice and friendly, and we're just sauntering up, parking in someone's driveway, and grabbing a sausage for $10 and rolling in, I could do that.
It is time for your Beltway Blitz, covering the Nats, the Commanders, the Defenders. Let's get it going. Bobby Blanco, MassinSports.com. Bobby, 7 straight losses. What gives with this Nats group right now?
Well, guys, are we doing Commanders on Christmas like we're doing Nats on 4th of July? It's our new tradition here.
Here we go.
Yeah, but no, it's not been great so far. I mean, last night the Nationals got actually what they've been asking for in terms of their offense. They got C.J. Abrams jumping on a first-pitch fastball for a home run and to lead off the game. They got James Wood drawing a leadoff walk a couple of innings earlier, coming around to score. You know, they were getting balls in the zone. They were accepting a couple of walks. It looked like they had finally turned the corner, but they couldn't sustain it. I mean, they scored their 2 runs over the first 4 innings and nothing really much going the rest of the way. I think the starting pitching has been good enough recently to keep them in games. It's just the offense hasn't been doing nearly enough to win games. Now it's more of a matter of they need to score that one more run up than the other team than kill them from scoring runs because, yeah, this offense is really, really struggling right now.
How long are we going to do the Josh Bell just in the middle of the order thing?
Yeah, he keeps dropping further and further down the lineup. But Davey Martinez insists.
Can he hit 14th?
I think that stops at 10 or 9, Danny. But, I think Davey keeps saying that, you know, they're trying to get him going. He is a huge piece of this lineup that they feel like if he starts to produce anything, really anything, because he's hitting below 200, then this lineup can really start moving. But, he keeps falling further and further down the lineup because the Nats just can't afford to keep him hitting at the top of the lineup behind James Wood, behind Nathaniel Lowe. So you're seeing a lot of, C.J., James, Nathaniel, Kaber when he's in there at the top, and Josh Bell keeps falling. So I don't know the answer to how much longer they can keep doing this, but they do think that Josh is close to turning it around, but we kind of need to see it before we can believe it.
It's been a disaster. They paid him $6 million. It has not gone well so far. Bobby Blanco, MassinSports.com, is with us. Bobby, they said, this wasn't what I said, this is what they said. They chose to do it. It's time to win. We're ready to win. It's time to win. It's time to turn the page. It's time to compete. It's time to win. It's time to get over 500, whatever else. They're on pace to go 64-98. after back-to-back 71-win seasons. Now, probably not fair to take a snapshot on May 14th, and it's certainly not fair to do so after seven straight losses, but these are the results right now. How should we feel about that?
Yeah, I get the sense of frustration that fans have. I'm sure you guys hear a lot of frustration from your listeners about this team. And you're right. I think part of it, they have brought upon themselves, the Nationals did, because going into this season, I don't know if a lot of people outside of the organization would have put a lot of expectations on this team to be in the thing at September. I think they were still looking for another solid year of development from James Wood, Dylan Cruz, young guys like that, Mackenzie Gore, Jake Irvin taking more steps forward. But when the Nationals come out on the first day of spring training and say, no, we're no longer on our way, we've arrived and we're here to compete, and then you lose seven straight. I don't like judging a baseball team before Memorial Day, but right now it doesn't look good. And you mentioned the pace that they're on. It is tough. And I think when you set those standards at the beginning of your season and then you get a month and a half in and you're not even close to matching that. I mean, they're 9 games under .500 right now. And that's just not nearly good enough from what they have said. So I think it kind of goes both ways. I think they put this expectation upon themselves. They brought it upon themselves and they haven't reached it yet. Now they have plenty of time to turn it around. That you just make it harder for yourself. Like everyone always says, you can't win the World Series in May, but you definitely can lose it.
Bobby, Luis Garcia had a great year last year. He has been comically unlucky. His batting average on balls in play is .235. His exit velocity is harder than it was last year in his career hit year. His hard hit percentage is up from last year where he was really good. The only big difference is he's pulling the ball a little bit more than he has in the past. And I'm wondering if maybe some of those are hard outs, whereas maybe there are more base hits the opposite way, which he's at a career low percentage wise. But, you know, last year was such a great breakout. I'm worried that this is sort of one of those mean, violent regressions, but at the same time, you look at some of those ancillary numbers, he's been really unlucky. What's kind of the thought right now on Luis Garcia?
Yeah, I think the worry right now for Luis is more that what's going on in his head, that he's not getting too frustrated, because you're right, the numbers, at least in terms of the exit velocities and the way he's been producing hits, or I guess making contact, seems like he should be doing a lot better than the numbers actually show. And David Martinez continually says, like, they're just trying to make sure he stays positive and stays it within himself, because you don't want him to get away from that, and because he hasn't hitting the ball hard. I mean, he got absolutely robbed of at least a double in the first game here in Atlanta by Michael Harris the second.
Yeah, crushed that ball, yeah.
He demolished that ball, and that should have been at least a double. So he ended up coming up the next at bat and getting a base hit, which was good to see. I think that kind of calmed some nerves. But, I think the Nationals are also – and Louis, too. Like, I think they're just trying to make sure he stays positive, stays within himself, doesn't try to change too much, doesn't expand his zone. Because the rest of this team is really bad at swinging at stuff outside the zone, and they're chasing a lot. Louis has done a good job of making contact. Yes, it hasn't dropped for base hits, but hopefully that changes sooner rather than later.
Bobby, thank you, buddy. We appreciate you.
Yeah, guys, have a good show. Thanks for having me.
You got it. Let's talk football. The Commanders' schedule drops tonight, but it has been trickling out little by little with national reports over the last couple of days. Some of the particulars include a game in Madrid against the Dolphins, Christmas Day at home against the Cowboys. Sounds like maybe as many as 8 standalone games with 6 primetime games. Mitch Tischler, Monumental Sports, joins us now. Mitch, what do you make of what we have heard so far about this schedule?
I mean, I think you're seeing what happens when you have a superstar quarterback who's one of the upcoming faces of the league. You're seeing a team that has a number of games that aren't in that 1 o'clock window, and if I am looking correctly, I think there's almost 8 straight weeks here where the team doesn't play at 1 o'clock, whether it be 4 o'clock games, Thursday night, Monday night, Sunday night games, Saturday games. I mean, it's going to be a lot of fun for fans to be watching this team, because there's going to be a lot of opportunities to see this team in standalone games.
Mitch, what's in the back of my mind is a lot of teams that had kind of unsustainably great runs and seasons jumping up, playing a first-place schedule or second-place schedule, a harder schedule, and regressing a little bit. And the fact that we're going to be in primetime 99% of the time, numbers approximate, has me just a little bit nervous about that. Jaden Daniels is special. I love the regime. I'm happy about it. But at the same time, I'm a little bit worried about kind of the first part of that. Just give me your thoughts there.
Yeah, I mean, you're looking at a team that won 5 straight games on the final play of the game last year. The chances of repeating that kind of magic are really slim to none. I think when you look at the primetime games, the big time games this team is going to play, you have to love what you saw from Jaden Daniels last year. The cool, calm, collectedness of this kid doesn't allow the big moment to absorb him, to overwhelm him. And so yeah, this team might take a step back in terms of total wins because some of the things that happened last year were fluky, unrepeatable, whatever word you want to use for it. But this schedule is going to be tough regardless. I mean, playing the second-place schedule versus the fourth-place schedule is really only a difference of three games. You know, you are playing the AFC West, so you do have, you know, Mahomes. You do have, you have Kansas City. You have, you know, Denver. You have a couple tougher games there. But ultimately, the time that the games are played certainly isn't a benefit in terms of, you know, maybe going and winning football games. But having a quarterback like Jaden Daniels who doesn't let the moment get too big for him is a huge step forward for this franchise.
Mitch Tischler, Monumental Sports. How do you feel about being the first of three games, 1 p.m. window, Christmas Day, Lions, Vikings, and then Broncos, Chiefs at night?
Listen, for us, playing on Christmas isn't the greatest thing in the world for, you know, the people that have to work, the folks that are presenting the game, those of us that are covering it, you know, the beer vendors, all those folks. But for fans, it should be, I think it's awesome. I mean, you're talking about a fan base that has about a generation or so of fans that kind of skipped over making memories because the team was so bad and there was nothing really to root for or watch. Now you get to wake up in the morning, rip open your presents, kids get to throw on their brand new Jaden Daniels jersey and sit down and watch a football game with their family, or better yet, get tickets to the game as a Christmas present and go. And I think when you talk about a fan base and you talk about trying to engage, you know, the youngsters and helping them create memories, I think it's really cool to have an opportunity to play in a game like that on a day, you know, like Christmas, as a solo standalone game and let you sit around and watch it with your family and create those memories. And so I think it's really fun. I think it's cool. This seems like it's something that's going to be something that those of us that have to work are going to have to deal with for years to come because Jaden Daniels is that guy. But for fans, it's awesome.
Quick one. Do you expect them to be interested in Trey Hendrickson?
Absolutely. I mean, the further this thing devolves over in Cincinnati, the more this team needs to perk up its ears and figure out a way to get it done. You know, we saw them not being nervous about going and making a big move to go get Laremy Tunsil and giving up what it took to get him. I imagine the Trey Hendrickson world is very similar for the Commanders front office side.
Mitch, we appreciate you, buddy. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thanks so much, guys.
You got it. Caller number 10 at 800-636-1067. As we get ready to talk Defenders, we're about to give out a four-pack of tickets to DC Defenders action against Arlington Sunday. That's this weekend, May 18th at Audi Field, noon kick. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event information, go to thefandc.com. The DC Defenders are getting ready for a home tilt this weekend on Sunday afternoon at noon. They kick off on ABC. The Defenders coming back from a three-game road trip. They were 2-1. They have the best record of the league, 5-2. They can clinch a playoff spot with a win this weekend. And we're joined now by Joe Wallace, who is the defensive player of the week in the UFL. He was dominant this past weekend. 6 tackles, 2 sacks, 3 TFLs. What a performance for you. That was impressive.
Man, I appreciate you, man. I appreciate you for having me on the show, man. Man, it was an awesome experience, though. Like I was saying a while ago, man, our defense, man, played lights out. Man, D-Row with the pressure, Ant Hines with the touchdown, the DBs. Man, it was just an amazing game all in all for the defensive unit, man, for sure.
You guys are coming back to Audi Field. They call it Rowdy Audi at this point. You know that the Beer Snake will be there and everyone's going to be fired up. What's that atmosphere been like for you guys this year, and how do you feel about where you guys are at? You're one win away from the playoffs.
Yeah, one win away. We're coming back to D.C. facing, you know, a hungry Arlington team, man. And actually, we have never since I've been in the XFL a couple of years ago, we have never been able to – to, you know, beat those guys twice in the one season. So, you know, one thing I'm forcing on our guys is, you know, I really want this game. You know, I really want to dominate these guys. So we need the fans, man. We need everyone to come out, show out and support. Because we're trying to, you know, pull a hat trick on these guys for this week.
Arlington Renegades head coach Bob Stoops, you know, one of the more respected teams in the league. So you guys are looking for the clean sweep, nationally televised on ABC. Speak to coming off the performance you did, getting the Defensive Player of the Week honors, the multiple sacks, the TFLs, just your style of play. You're not a very tall guy at D-tackle, about 5'10", but you are obviously very strong. You get low, you take up space. Like, give us an idea of the kind of player you are.
Yeah, man. I think that, like you said, I'm not just your average size defensive tackle, just like in stature, just the tallest. But you know, I have that leverage. I'm really explosive. You know, I'm really strong. You know, and my biggest attribute is that I'm aggressive. You know, I'm not scared to hit. I'm not scared to you know bring that boom and that energy for my defense, man. And I think that this defense fits what I do, who I am as a football player, just a vertical penetrate. You know, downhill type of defender, man. So, you know, I got blessed with, you know, Greg Williams and now my amazing defensive coordinator, Blake, his son. And, you know, these guys put me in positions to, you know, be myself, you know, just the explosive D-tackle that I am, man. So, you know, that's me just in a nutshell, just your explosive, aggressive, you know, defensive tackle, man.
I think the listeners that we have that have been out to Audi Field have thoroughly enjoyed the experience. It's a lot of fun. We're always trying to spread the word and get more people out there. I'm taking my kid. It's a fan appreciation day on Sunday. I love getting to these games. I just think it's pretty electric, and it's fun. It's low stakes, and it's really, really cool.
Man.
But will you speak to, if you would, for people that maybe haven't followed the league, like the idea of you're keeping a dream alive and these players that are trying to get, you know, their shot at the NFL. The more games like last week you have, the better the chance that you're somewhere in training camp trying to go play in the league.
Yeah, definitely. You know, we're in a time right now of, you know, a lot of different opportunities, whether it's NIL or – you know, whether it's you know, guys, coaches trying to get in back in the NFL. So, you know, we are definitely a lead of opportunity. We have plethora of guys that prove that. The kicker from Michigan last year, and you know, most of our receivers that comes through the DC Defenders gets the opportunity. You know, so you know, we only thing, you know, I think that we all want to do as, you know, the hold of this organization of the USL is to get to the next level, you know. And I think that my team, you know, this organization and the DC Defenders, everyone is trying to get to that next step. So, you know, this is just an opportunity for us to showcase our talent, man. And it's amazing. It's a beautiful thing for us to do, man. So, and I can't wait for it to see it grow. You know, I think that it's going to continue to grow and continue to be something, you know, special here to come in the next 3 to 4, even 5 years from now.
Joe Wallace of the Defenders. They're coming home, noon game. Tickets are available. They're 5-2, looking to punch a playoff postseason ticket this weekend with a win. UFL's website or the DC Defenders website to get your tickets. Lastly, it is Fan Appreciation Day. What are you expecting out at Audi Field, and what's that going to be like?
Man, I would love to see some lemons flying around, man. I haven't seen no lemons around out here in a minute. I love to see that beer snake, you know, to the tippy top. You know, just that amazing atmosphere, man. And I know that will happen, man. I know that'll happen here real soon. So I appreciate you guys for having me on, man. This is a blessing for sure.
Yeah, it's our pleasure. Congrats on the big win and the big performance. And we look forward to seeing you this weekend.
Yes, sir. I'll see you guys this weekend, man.
There is one leak of the entire Commander's schedule that just dropped. Not sure if it's all corroborated and confirmed or not, but it checks out with everything else that we've heard. So we'll take a look at some of the games we are just now finding out about to see if anything's interesting. Also dive into the road slate and whether or not when they go to some of those road venues will be favorable. We'll do that next on Grant and Danny here on The Fan.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Welcome back to Grant and Danny on the Fan. We'll take you up to 6:30 on this Wednesday. It is NFL schedule release day. The schedule is set to be formally and fully released tonight, but leaks are everywhere, and there's one account that has had all kinds of news on the schedule dating back really to last year. I don't know who they're affiliated with or what their deal is. You go by Aussie NFL, but they claim to have the full Commander schedule, and typically I wouldn't pay a whole lot of attention to like a random social media account, but because they have had a bunch of the games already that were leaked correct, and because the schedule matches everything that we already know to be true, I guess it's possible that something here could be wrong, but it seems like they've got the full Washington schedule. And a couple of observations for you on this, if in fact this leaked schedule is correct. First would be that if in fact this is the schedule, Washington is then slated to play upwards of six primetime games. The most you can possibly play is six. Now, you could play more than that, I guess, as the year goes on with flex, but you cannot on your schedule as it's released today have more than six primetime games. Primetime is different than standalone, for the record.
Yeah, that's how they're getting around that.
Primetime means night. Primetime is it's a television hour. It's 8 p.m., right? So that would mean here are your primetime games if this leak is correct. We already knew about Thursday Night Football Week 2 at Green Bay. Week 6, the Chicago Bears coming to Landover for Monday Night Football. We knew that. Week 8, we've already heard about this. Monday Night Football at Kansas City. That's at Arrowhead. So three primetime games in the first 8 weeks of the season for Washington. Additionally, Week 9 and Week 13, the Commanders would be home for Sunday Night Football twice. They would host the Seattle Seahawks in Week 9. That's Sam Darnold and Seattle. Sunday Night Football Week 9. And then Week 13, the Denver Broncos, which is a pretty fun matchup.
Yeah.
That would be the Broncos coming to town for Sunday Night Football at home. 5 weeks to go in the season. Remember, last year, Bo Nix was the closest competitor to Jaden Daniels in the Rookie of the Year hunt.
Really came on. Yeah, he was good.
He had a fantastic season. Denver also made the playoffs in his rookie year. They're trying to push to catch Kansas City. He and Sean Payton look like a really strong pairing of offensive play calling head coach and quarterback. So you would have two Sunday night games, and then I'm counting the Saturday game against the Eagles, and right now the time on that Saturday doubleheader is to be determined. But if that turned into a night game and you go 4 o'clock, 8 o'clock, because one of those games will be at night, that would be your sixth primetime game. And I think the time is still TBD. But that means you have a total of potentially six primetimes plus two more standalone games. That's your Madrid game at 9:30 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, Danny. And your Christmas Day game at 1 p.m. against the Dallas Cowboys at home.
Where nobody else is playing standalone.
Guy, half of their season, half of their schedule, eight of their 17 games would be played when nobody else is playing football. Now, this is the Jaden Daniels effect.
Yeah, now let me add this to that mixture right there. One West Coast piece, right, where they're at the Chargers. That's happening at some point. That's going to be later in the afternoon. That's going to be a 4 o'clock window. That just is what it is. But there's a Cowboys, again, this according to this, there's a Cowboys game and a Lions game at 425, the lesser of the two windows. That's kind of your old school Fox game of the week or your CBS game of the week. Well, there may be another game on, but most of the country, again, will be seeing a more marquee matchup. So it's not exactly the same as a standalone. It's not a Saturday morning or Saturday night or Christmas Day, but it's in terms of a regular season game, as close to that as possible. Back in my day, said the old person to the younger person, that was normal. Washington would play Dallas at 4 o'clock, even if it was in D.C. That's how it used to be. Like that game was such a marquee thing for the NFL, they would put it alone at 4 unless it get lost in the sea of the 1 o'clock. So the whole country would watch that one, and people would tune in for Summerall and John Madden. It feels kind of like that in addition to the standalones. Plus, the last game of the season could absolutely, as I understand it, be flexed to a more primetime spot. So you could be talking about nine times when they're alone on television, two or three other times where there's very little competition. AKA, Nation, this is Washington, chill and surf.
So at home, for those of you that have season tickets that are listening and or go to a lot of games, there's a Monday night football game, there's two Sunday night football games, and there's a Christmas Day game. So there's four right there that are not Sunday at 1 o'clock. The amount of Sunday afternoon football games is only half of the regular season home schedule, which has not happened here maybe in my lifetime. I mean, even in 2013 after the Griffin year, it was pretty amazing how, you know, the next year they opened Monday night football, I think it was, against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Like, there was a lot of interest. Everyone wanted a piece of them. But it wasn't like this.
Mm-mm.
This is very different. And some of this, I think, is it's not just Jaden Daniels. That's the biggest piece of this puzzle, obviously. Everybody wants him on their network. It's also they're really good in everybody's mind.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked about it. NFL Network, ESPN, their power rankings came out. They've got them sixth. If you look at just the NFC, they're basically second or third, depending on who you ask. It's like the Eagles, the Lions, and then the Commanders. But you want to be in the cool kids club, right? You want your quarterback to be the beloved guy. You want the superstar. We finally have it. And the result is, look at this schedule. Three Sunday 425 games that end deep into Sunday night,
mm-hmm.
which is what you're talking about. West Coast, you're going to get that. But two choices where they said in an East Coast game, we're going to put you into the late window so everybody can watch.
Yeah, Cowboys and Detroit are not West Coast teams.
Two Sunday night football games, two Monday night football games, one Thursday night game. So five night games plus Christmas Day, plus Madrid, we're talking about a total of 10 games potentially. 10 that are not at 1 o'clock. And that's even before anything gets flexed at the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And as you said, you would imagine that that game with the Eagles, if it came down to anything...
Yeah, unless someone has it wrapped up, yeah. Well,
but that could very easily be one of the first flex opportunities. And for good reason now, mm-hmm. they don't actually put times on any of those games in Week 18. So they could be playing seven primetime games... They could be playing nine standalone games, and they could be playing 11 games not at 1 o'clock. I mean, that's insane.
It is nuts. Again, the whole country is going to get to know. So, like, sometimes the NFL gets this wrong, where they're calling their shot, where the Jets are in primetime every seven seconds.
I was going to say, the Jets last year.
It happens.
Or 2 years ago was even worse, when Rodgers went down on the fourth play.
Uh-huh.
Now, knock on wood, obviously, you got to keep Jaden Daniels healthy. But, yeah, I mean, if this team is not as good as expected— If they get off to a slow start, somehow they get upset in week one by the Giants, and then the Packers in week two beat them, and they're 0-2. Let's say they beat the Raiders in week three, but then the Falcons game, something goes haywire. If they're like 1-3 or 2-5 early or something, I mean, there are so many times where they're on national TV and we're going to have to wear that. I don't think that's going to happen, but the league's betting big on them, very clearly.
Without question. And again, we as sports fans... Not just here in Washington, I mean in general, sports consumers, leagues, etc., they love the new thing. If there's a new team or deal, That's the most exciting drug we can have. At some point, you get overserved. At some point, it goes from, how fun are the Chiefs, dude? The Chiefs again. And so, you know, oh my God, it's the Warriors. And then it's like, dude, it's the Warriors. You know what I mean? Like, at some point, it becomes too much. You get oversaturated. We're clearly not there yet with Daniels and company. Now, if they're perennially in title games, which would be great for us, and they're, you know, walking to the NFC Championship game every single year, a la Mahomes in the NFC, sign me up for that. But maybe the league gets sick of us, or maybe the country gets sick of us. But that's a great problem to have.
There's a huge portion of their schedule where they're only home once, which is interesting.
Yeah.
From week 10, when the Lions are at a Landover for a 425 game. So that is right before the Madrid game. This is going to be like November 9th, I think would be the date. The Lions are at the Commanders. Then they're in Madrid the following week. Then they have a bye. They play the Broncos at home, but then they're on the road for two more weeks. So you're talking about a five-week span where they're home one time from early November into the Eagles coming to the Commanders in week 16 in the middle of the December.
Yeah, similar thing where you go, again, according to this schedule, week 4 at the Falcons, week 5 at the Chargers, week 6 at home, then week 7 at the Cowboys, week 8 at the Chiefs. So again, 4 out of 5, you're on the road. That's what happens. It's one of those bad years where you're odd number of games, you got 9 on the road.
Right,
you got to get them in somehow, right?
But the schedule, without kind of running through it in its entirety, and you can check it out, it's been leaked, but the idea would be they'd be home in weeks 1 and 3, so they'd host the Giants to start, then they're at the Packers, short week, Thursday night football, then the Raiders come to town. I got to say, that's an interesting early season game for me. They draft Ashton Jeanty, they've got a new head coach in Pete Carroll, they've got a new quarterback in Geno Smith. I think the Raiders are kind of fun. They've got one of the great defensive players in the league in Max Crosby.
Yeah, they've gone from kind of a debacle to probably frisky. I don't think they're good.
Yeah.
I don't think they're winning that division.
Well, I'd also like to play them early. I'd like, to me, getting them in week 3, I actually like that a lot better than later in the year as a Pete Carroll coach team kind of bringing on a new culture. Think Dan Quinn last year. Week 4 is at the Falcons. Similarly, I like playing Atlanta earlier in the year with Michael Penix, what will be like his 5th or 6th career start at that point. And I don't know which way it goes with him this year, but assuming he has a good season, I think you'd probably rather catch Atlanta in the first month than the final month. But you're at the Falcons in week 4, at the Chargers in week 5. That was a playoff team last year. Justin Herbert led LA year 2 with Jim Harbaugh. They invested big time at the running back position, not only drafting one in the first round, but going and getting Najee Harris from the Pittsburgh Steelers. Week 6, you're home for your annual Bears primetime game.
Right.
That's Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels. That was the Hail Mary game from last year. That's on Monday night. How many times in week 6 on Monday Night Football will we see that highlight, by the way? And play it as much as you want
to. It might get shown a few times.
Week 7 at the Cowboys, 425. That's about as boring a Cowboys game as you're going to get. Just a 4 o'clock window, national TV, Joe Buck. It wouldn't be Joe Buck anymore. It's
Burkhart.
Kevin Burkhart and Greg Olson. No, Tom Brady on the call. I can't keep up with Fox's terrible decisions. Tom Brady and Kevin Burkhart on the call for a 425 Cowboys Commanders game. Week 8 at the Chiefs Monday Night Football. You're saying you'd rather go to Lambeau Thursday night than Arrowhead Monday night if you have your druthers for the trip.
On a trip, yeah. Just because, I mean, Kansas City's probably great. We'll get some barbecue. It'll be fun.
Barbecue, best tailgate in America.
But there, no one's ever been like, I wish I'd seen Arrowhead before I die. I'd like that for Lambeau.
Honestly, I think some people have said that. I get your point.
Yeah,
I
mean, maybe 9 dudes in Kansas City. Like, I want to see Lambeau.
One seed.
Yeah, Lambeau's like the Wrigley Field of football.
Arrowhead's iconic too.
I'm sure it's wonderful. It ain't Lambeau. You know what I mean? Like, there's one of those.
I get it. I've been there several times, but I need you to live it.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to get in your way there.
I want it.
At the Chiefs, Seahawks at the Commanders Sunday Night Football. That's a little bit of an odd Sunday night game to me. There's not really any kind of what's the storyline there? They interviewed the head coach of the Seahawks and chose Dan Quinn over him, or kind of he chose Seattle over Washington. Yeah. Is that intriguing enough to you?
Is the thought that Seattle's going to be pretty good? I mean, they love winning 9 games.
They're 10-ish win kind of wild card team. Maybe so. Yeah. That could be it, honestly. 2 wild card teams in the NFC going head-to-head for positioning. Lions at Commanders. We're underselling that.
Yeah.
425 game week 10.
That feels pretty revenge-y, doesn't it? That feels like what's his name? Your boy. Why am I blanking on his name? The coach of the Lions. Not Dan Quinn.
Dan Campbell.
Dan Campbell. Goodness gracious. It's like, Anyway, Campbell's starting in preseason, like, circle this date, man. Just like with a big, we got a bad taste in our mouth. Acid. And then they're all fired
up for
that one.
Let's eat their knees and drag them into the water and drown them. Dolphins in Madrid, then the bye. I know people hate the late buys. I think it's perfect to have a week 12 bye.
I'm a late bye guy.
Have your week 12 bye, especially when you've got an early Thursday nighter. Because that week 2 game is like a little mini bye.
Mm-hmm.
You're off when everyone else is playing in week 2. You've got a couple of longer weeks to kind of lick your wounds and rest up before Monday night games against the Bears and the Chiefs. But then that week 12 bye, and then you've got your stretch run. 6 games left, mostly in the division. Broncos at Commanders, Sunday night football out of the bye. Then you're at the Vikings week 14. That's just going to be a normal 1 o'clock Sunday game. That's weird. I didn't know we were allowed to play those. Commanders at the Giants week 15. And then you finish, bing, bang, boom, Eagles, Cowboys, Eagles, with some contenders in your division. So we'll see if this is all comes out in the wash, but it certainly looks like it might, your leaked Commanders schedule. Any takeaways, anything you really like or don't like based on what you're hearing trickle out? Grant and Danny on the Fan.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 orders. Service fees apply for 3 orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hope you're ready for some late nights with the Commanders. The dream has come true, Danny. Washington has the it quarterback, and they are the team everybody wants a piece of. Based on the leaked schedule we've got here, 3 Sunday games at 4:25, 2 Sunday night football games, 2 Monday night games, a Thursday night game, a standalone 1 p.m. Christmas Day game that probably, you know, 30 million people will watch.
Oh, at least.
Yeah, that's true. That's going to be a lot. Like, it's 60 million people.
Yeah, probably. Like last year on Thanksgiving, I think Dallas and the Giants got 38 mil.
One Madrid game. When it's all said and done, they will have very likely 11 standalone football games out of 17. I keep saying this because I just want it to sink in. A team that was persona non grata, that nobody wanted anything to do with, that the league
tolerated.
They wouldn't have defended them if they had to. And you fast forward a couple of years with this ownership group, and Raj is making the trek down the Amtrak tracks on the train for the stadium announcement. They've got the NFL draft coming, and every single network is having a WWE battle royale to get the Commanders on TV.
Yeah, we're the King of Zamunda walking on rose petals. It's just it's unbelievable how far we've come.
I am so excited about it, and I'm really happy about it. I'm not going to go full Rouye here, but it is really, really important to me that this doesn't go sideways and end up blowing up in my face.
Yep.
Because there is very much a party being thrown based on last year and acting as if. It took one season of playing at a level with an elite quarterback where we were one of the really good teams, and now everyone's going, they are one of the good teams. They're here. You can't possibly take a step back. Let's treat them as if they're one of those teams. The Texans last year, Danny, now they only had 5 primetime games, but they got to play on Christmas
Day. Still, they got the treatment, yeah.
They played that day game Christmas. They got blown out in that game by the Baltimore Ravens, and they took a step back last year. And I'll bet they wish they weren't on national TV as frequently as they were. Now, I have a lot of confidence in this group, and particularly in this quarterback, but it does not take much all of a sudden, ask Jets fans, when you're on Monday night, Sunday night, or Thursday night football almost every single week, and you're a laughing stock, and it just ruins everything.
It's just kind of my only little voice. Now, I understand this is it's all different now. And again, big picture, I'm thrilled, and we all should be. A team with 4 different kickers last year that went 90% on every fourth down. If you go 70%, you lose 2 games. That caught a Hail Mary that was probably under-talented at several different spots. That played ball control without being able to run the football for the last 8 games of the season. A lot of those things aren't really sustainable things. And you add the much tougher schedule this coming year. Just saying, like, we're all in, and it's exciting and it's fun, but it becomes more of a high wire act now, right? Where, as you said, the Jets situation is the extreme one, where like they're going to be great, and it's like a 2-win team is on Natty TV every 5 seconds, and it's a punchline for the country. I don't think that's the case, but I'm saying, oh man, what if it was half of that amount of standalone games? It'd still be a lot.
Let's go to Sean in Falls Church on Grant and Danny. What's up, Sean? How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm definitely a little bit more excited about today than yesterday. Yesterday was the drab and dreary. We're doing some hoo-hays rather than Rouye's. We're feeling good. It may be actually this schedule talk got me thinking about the 18-game schedule. I don't know if that's something you guys want to talk about or throw in.
Well, how so? What's on your mind because of that?
On my mind, okay. We go games 1 through 6, week 7, everybody gets a bye. 8 through 13, you keep playing. Week 14, you get a bye. And on 7, you flex a couple of college games on Sunday. You time it right. Week 14, you get conference championship games on Sunday, i.e. SEC and Big Ten. So that, you know, nobody worries about football happening on a Sunday.
I'm going to take a BB and shoot that balloon right down, brother. I like the creativity. I like the idea. The NFL ain't giving up a week. In right in the middle of football season,
yeah.
September, October, November, they're going to want you that Sunday. So they're going to keep rotating those bye weeks. I smell what you're cooking with the 18-game schedule, and you could mix certain things in and have kind of hallmarks or different days where there are milestones where this is always a divisional game or this is always that. Creative people can figure that stuff out, but they are not going to sacrifice week 7 and or 14 just to let the college game showcase itself.
Yeah, and they don't care that much about college football.
And they don't need to.
Yeah. Honest. Let's go to Chris in Hyattsville. What's up, buddy? How are you?
Man, we needed to Dikembe that last caller's idea into the rafters.
I think we did, respectfully, yeah. as best we could.
I respectfully wag my finger.
Also, having a bye week on the same week is just not... For the reason you mentioned, namely, but also just generally, it doesn't work. They stagger it for good reason. They want as many games as possible.
I'm not canceling a week of the NFL so we can watch amateur football. Listen, I'm not going to go full rooster on this, but I really kind of hate this schedule because, to me, the most important thing is winning football games. That's what I enjoy most. What's best in life is to crush your enemies, see them driven before you, and hear the lamentations of their women. And I want my team healthy and rested so that they can do that every week. I don't like the fluctuation in the schedules. I also need my fix, and I need my fix on a scheduled date and time. Otherwise, I will have withdrawal symptoms. So I'm not liking waiting until Sunday night, waiting until Monday night. No, I want my games programmatic at a certain place and time where I can be prepared and ready to enjoy football.
There's going to be a lot of waiting.
You're going to have to wait a lot, Chris.
You've been waiting all day for Sunday night, a whole hell of a lot.
So much song before they play the football game.
Do you know how many songs you're going to have to sit through this year? I've been waiting all day for Monday night.
It's Daniels and Love in a big showdown.
I was waiting that whole flight across the ocean all the way to Madrid. Did you get to Barcelona for some time?
Did you connect in Barcelona?
Week 2, Thursday night at Green Bay. Week 6, Monday night football, Chicago at home. Week 8, Monday night football in Kansas City against the Chiefs. Week 9, Sunday night football, home, Seattle. Week 13, Sunday night football, home, Denver Broncos. Week 16, very likely, Saturday night football against the Eagles. Get ready for the Commanders under the lights. How are you feeling about the schedule? That is what we're breaking down on Grant and Danny. Let's give away some Caps tickets right now, though. We're doing it at the end of the hour, every single hour on the show today. We got one more pair to give away in 1 hour. So congratulations to caller number 9 at 800-636-1067. The game's tomorrow night. Caps and the Canes trying to keep the season going. May 15th tomorrow. If you want tickets or more event information, go to thefandc.com. We're Grant and Danny.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.